What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, MedBridge with Mike. We got Mike Hopper, a celebrity among the ranks of the secondary school's athletic trainers, quite a vocal advocate for athletic training. Mike, you do a great job, and thanks for joining us here on the podcast. All right, I am the host, Jeremy Jackson, and I'm going to go ahead and introduce my kids. So sitting right beside me, I've got...
I'm Edgar.
I'm Alexia.
I'm Kimani.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Alexis.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Trini.
And then we got about six other ones that are just not able to get to the microphone, but they're sitting around doing some or observing as well. So this conversation is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/why MedBridge, as in why do you still pay for MedBridge? So it's sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/why MedBridge. You go to convention, you go to some of the Dallas symposiums, that kind of thing. So you get all of your CEUs, you get EBP stuff, you participate in that kind of thing. What are you choosing to do with MedBridge?
Okay, so MedBridge has a lot of different subjects on there. There's a lot of different material, both athletic training, physical therapy, everything. So you have access to all that type of information. So even stuff that may not count for athletic training CEUs are still useful information that may be going across the curriculum with physical therapy as well. And then also it has the home exercise program that I like to use with my kids. Really, the home exercise program itself is worth the money, in my opinion.
All right, so tell me a little bit more about that then.
So the home exercise program has, I don't know, probably thousands of exercises in it that you can go pick and choose by body part. You can pick and choose by, range of motion, active range of motion, passive range of motion, different type, eccentric strengthening, concentric strengthening, whatever. There's so many different ways of breaking that up. And it puts it into a picture. It has a description explaining the exercises. You can customize the sets and reps and how many times a day and how many times a week that you want them to do it. And then kind of the thing that I like is you can make that as a PDF, you can save it as a template, but also, sometimes you have those kids who just don't understand what you're doing even after you explain it to them. They can go on, there's an access code, there's a web address, and you can they can type in that access code and pull up their home exercise program, and it actually has videos that they or their parents can view to see how to do the exercises.
All right, so I got more questions about that. So if I've got the exercise program, one, if I create a program, say a lower body program, can I save mm-hmm. that on there to go back to it every time?
Yes. Yeah, you can save it as a template.
Right. So then,
or if you wanted, you can save that as a PDF file so that you already have that on your computer. You can print those out and create your own, home exercise handouts if you wanted to do that.
All right. So then you said I can have the kids log in. So tell me a little bit more about that. And then also, is the kids logging in an extra cost?
No. So that's all part of the cost. But what they do is, like I said, they go in with their access code and they can go in, they can view their exercises for that particular program, and just view what's going on that way. And like I said, I like to send that sometimes to the parents directly. That way they know what their kid is supposed to be doing.
So for each kid, do you have to have a different login access thing there? Or is it like Mike Hopper's, all your templates and you just tell them which one to go to?
I think each template will have its own access code. I don't know that for sure, but I think each template or each program that you save in there would have its own access code.
So how do you normally do that? You go and create the template and then just click email to parents or what?
Well, I'll print that out and give it to the kid and it'll have that address up on there for them.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. So we've talked about the home exercise program, which is a big part of it, which you said is enough reason to pay for the MedBridge. And again, I have an affiliate link for MedBridge, so if you're thinking about using it, then you can go sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/MedBridge, or on MedBridge, you can go to use the promo code DSMB. But if you're not, then there's lots of other ways to get CEUs. Mike, talk about some of your favorite things, your courses that you've learned off of MedBridge.
Probably the most recent course that I took was one talking about cardiac emergencies or cardiac, you know, all of our different cardiovascular disorders. You know, my big thing with the sudden cardiac arrest stuff. And so, you know, looking at some of that from a prevention standpoint and there's just the different conditions that are in play. So that's the most recent one that I've done. They also have a bunch of you know, your different body parts, evaluation of the hip, evaluation of the knee, evaluation of the ankle, you know, things like that. And then they have some liability stuff in there. They have, you know, so like administrative type stuff in there that you can listen to, things like that.
All right. I know, like I mentioned, you know, you could pay for the CEUs, that kind of thing. And you said you got your school to pay for it. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, did you say, hey, I want to use this as my CEU money? Do they allot you a certain amount? Did you include it as a budget item? How did that work?
So actually, we don't get that allocated in our budget for CEU stuff. But actually, I was told by our human resources officer director last year that you should have money in your budget to do that. So just go do it. So I did. I think you and I've talked a little bit before. We charge our kids for impact baseline testing, and so that's kind of our fundraiser as a sports medicine department. And so we use some of that money to pay for it for both me and my assistant last year.
I got you.
So we had both had accounts previously, and so we just had to work it out with MedBridge to be able for them to invoice it for the school to write the check to pay for it, and then set it up so that our accounts would stay active.
And was that pretty simple working with MedBridge through that process?
Yeah, customer service was great with that. They saw that as being no issue whatsoever.
All right. So if you were going to tell somebody to join MedBridge, what would be your number one selling point?
Well, I think that the fact that you can do your continuing education on your time is a big, you know, a big plus. And the fact that it's unlimited CEUs. You know, a lot of your different subscriptions online, you get, say, 30 CEUs for X number of dollars or, you know, whatever that might be, or you buy the course. And I think you can do that with MedBridge. You can actually buy per course as well. But you can buy an unlimited, you know, year-long subscription for $200 and do as many CEUs as you wanted, and that's a steal.
All right, and have you done any of their EBP courses?
I've done a couple, but not enough. I mean, I couldn't tell you specifically what I've done, honestly. So I think I did one on the hip that was evidence-based.
All right. So again, and it's not fresh on your memory, but could you kind of compare the EBPs of MedBridge versus a live in person at maybe NATA or at the, you know, the Dallas symposium that you went to?
Well, I would definitely say anything live is going to be better. That's my opinion, is that anything live is going to be better. But MedBridge gives you that opportunity, like I said, to do it on your time. I've done a couple of the courses as we've traveled all over the state of Texas, you know, on the bus and pull it up on the iPad and watch a course while I'm driving or while I'm sitting on a bus, obviously. You know, and so doing it when I have time and not having to schedule a time to go to a course.
All right, so driving across Texas, there may be a shoddy Wi-Fi connection or a wireless connection, and you know a lot of people's iPads don't have the 3G, 4G, whatever it is. So is that something you can download those courses, watch them on your own time, and then when you reconnect, it does like the timestamp or whatever? How does that work?
I think you have to be connected to the internet. I don't think you can download them, unfortunately.
Okay.
I haven't tried.
So it's on your own time, but maybe not anywhere you want to be.
Well, sure.
Okay. Well, that works.
My iPad has the data package on it, so because I know that we're traveling across the state all the time, I pay for the data package on mine. So
that works. All right. So if you're not going to use MedBridge next year, where are you going to get your CEUs?
I would probably be working on my free ones that I get through the NATA, and then I'm hoping to go to New Orleans next summer, but we'll see. It's a little bit expensive.
A little bit. All right, so going to convention, doing the renewing your membership, you get the 10 free CEUs. from NATA. Right. So I know some of the places that I would recommend is Alicia Pennington's podcast, the AT Vantage podcast. I have a link to that in the show notes. That's great. Gatorade also has some. Their Gatorade Sports Science Institute. Again, I have a link there. And then Medco has some. I've heard people say that those are kind of hard, like the Medco and Gatorade ones, because it's, you got to read a lot and you got to get all the questions right. And you don't know which ones you miss when they tell you, no, you didn't get them all right. And so I haven't done them because, again, we're here in Houston. There's lots of CEU opportunities with Memorial Hermann, with Methodist, with Texas Children's.
Yeah, we have that up here too. Ben Hogan Sports Medicine, all of their different, I think there's at least four different locations where they do something almost every, you know, like every location does one once a month. And then we also have Children's Health, the Andrews Institute up here, who does one once a month. Trying to think who else does here in Dallas. But I think those, Ben Hogan and Andrews are the two big ones probably for us.
Gotcha. So for those people who don't have it, like we're, I plan on going to the Davis Mountain Workshop this summer, and there is pretty much nothing around there, right? So they, if you're not going to this workshop, you're going to have to travel pretty far or do something online. So again, that's why I've kind of partnered with MedBridge, is to continue to spread the word and help people who can't, who aren't in Houston, who aren't in medical, major medical areas, whatever it is I'm trying to say, cities where there's a major medical center. So again, check out MedBridge. Mike, any other thoughts on as far as using or issues with MedBridge?
No, I mean, I think you just have to take the time. It's, you know, it is somewhat time intensive to do it, obviously, but it's great to get your CEUs done, learn something new when, you know, like I said, when you may have spare time or whatever. You can start and stop them. So I've done that a few times where, you know, maybe I'll go an hour, 2 hours, and then stop and pick up, because, you know, many of their courses are 4 and 6 CEUs. So that's 4 to 6 hours worth of sitting there, you know, so breaking that up is always good. And I know you can't do that with everything. Sometimes, you know, once you start, you've got to finish it. So fortunately, MedBridge lets you start and stop that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I could do 4 hours. I mean, unless I'm sitting on the bus or the plane or something, 4 to 6 hours sitting at one spot would be pretty tough. So,
your kids wouldn't let you do that?
No. Here nor at home. So, all right, Mike, anything else?
Nah, I think so. I think we're good.
All right, well, this is the first time I streamed live onto the secondary school's Facebook group, and it cut off early on me. So hopefully some people caught it on there, and I'll just keep working on that from there. So,
gotcha. Very good.
So, of course, everybody will be commenting about hating on you, that kind of stuff.
No, nobody ever does that at all, ever. I was hoping you'd have Josh on today.
No, not yet.
He's slacking.
He'll be back on plenty, so.
All right,
well, hey, real quick, any of y'all have any questions for Mike? Y'all want to ask anything? Anybody? All right, I want to send a shout-out to Jamie McFarland. He is over in the United Kingdom. He works with Northern Ireland Developmental Soccer League. Contact me. He's going to be on the show in March. He's a listener of the show, so literally across the globe, the Sports Medicine Broadcast is reaching people. Again, like I said, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/MedBridge if you want to sign up for MedBridge, like Mike and I were talking about today. And Frio Hydration Sports Health, they also support the podcast. This is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/whymedbridge, as in why are you choosing MedBridge, with Mike Hopper. You can find him on Twitter, MNHopper1S. He is literally always, he's probably on Twitter right now as we're having this conversation, and on Facebook.
I can be if you'd like.
So, Mike Hopper, if you want to reach him, check out Twitter, type in Mike Hopper, Facebook, type in Mike Hopper, and you'll probably find him. If it says anything about athletic training and Mike Hopper, then that's, you've got the right guy. So, Mike, I appreciate you joining us, letting the students experience the podcast with you, and also just sharing your experience with MedBridge.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Yes, sir. So for Jeremy, Mike, all my students here, that is a wrap. See you, Mike.
See you later. Bye.